Hi guys, you're welcome to Lagos Downfall, and right now it is, I am not gonna lie, it is 5:03 right now and in the morning, and I am trying to record this podcast, and yeah, this is my first time recording a podcast, and I hope it goes all well, and oh nice, I just got back from normal Lagos tour, and I just decided, okay, let me do this at this time, and I hope it goes well and nice. So today I'll be talking about mastering detachment, and I don't know, for the first time I'm going to record a podcast. I don't know why I chose mastering detachment. I don't want to sound like a snob genius or a detachment goat, you get. I just want to make I just want to share this because I feel like sometimes the reason why we still endure some people's bullshit is because we don't know how to detach from them. Might be because probably we love them, I don't know, it might be some kind of reason attached to who they are or what they are, and that reason we just don't want to be able to, we can't be able to, you know, leave them and detach from them, you know. So today I want to do my best to, you know, break it down and make people understand how you can detach easily from your whatever situation ship or whatever situation you find yourself. This actually work for general situation, doesn't have to work for relationship or only your, this it works for every general situations. So I don't know, for me the first thing I try to do, which is the first thing you should try to do, is understanding why you have to detach from that situation, you know, making a decision. There's something they call maturation. Maturation is what you do first before you learn, you get. So what you decide first, like whatever, you know, let me put it in an example. If you want to ride a bicycle, the decision you make, like, okay, I want to ride a bicycle, that decision is what maturation is. So maturation is when you decide. You really need to know the reason why you want to detach from that situation, and if you are not able to define that situation, it is really going to be hard, because detachment is not something you can just do and ignore like that. You just have to consider, is this really worth it? Whatever situation you were in, is it really worth detachment? And do you really want to detach yourself from it? And secondly, you need to find your weakness. Find your weakness. Find a place. And cry. You need to cry. Cry it all out. You need to cry it all out. Your weaknesses, your sadness or whatever, or however you're gonna feel about missing or leaving the person or the situation, you need to cry it all out, like cry it really out, because if you make a decision, if you already decided that this is what you want to do, to not advance your tears, it is better you just do it. Just find yourself a place where you can just chill, relax, and cry it all out. And the third thing is, I am not gonna lie, the third thing is, it might sound funny, but this is true, find yourself a distraction. Doesn't matter what situation you're in, doesn't matter what situation, doesn't matter whatever it is, real life, not real life, relationship, whatever it is, just find yourself a distraction. And finding yourself a distraction in this situation, I am gonna use relationship as point of reference. So I would say, if I am a lady and I, you know, get dumped by a guy that I love so much, or I want to dump a guy that I am with and something, I would find a distraction. If I am a guy and I want to dump someone, I find a distraction, you know. And if I am a guy and someone dumps me, you know, or if I am a lady and someone dumps my ass, you get, I will find a distraction after I have decided to, you know, move on from the situation, and after I have understand my weakness and cried over it, I'll look for a distraction. I'll find my distraction, and I just need to make myself okay. So whenever I feel like, okay, I am kind of feeling like this, it's not okay, I have a distraction, something is already distracting me away from thinking of that situation. And having a very open mind is very important. While you're engaging in your distraction, you should have a very open mind, you get. So just don't rush it. The fourth, I don't know, am I on the fourth? Yeah, I think I'm on the fourth. The fourth thing is, do not rush it. Do not rush it. Just start gradually. When you find a distraction, you know, don't just rush into the old thing. Just take it a step at a time, you know. Understand that, okay, this is a new one, this is what you want to do, it's not gonna be easy, and blah blah blah, you know. Just take it gradually, just a little bit at a time, you understand. So if you wanna, you know, just make sure you are distracted and you are steady, you get. So be able to ghost. That is the number 50 thing I would say. You should be able to completely ghost yourself. That is a skill you should learn. Block your ex, delete the number, don't wanna see you. Ghost. Just go ghost. Go ghost. 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 I don't think I should say more of that. Just go ghost. Ghost. And after you go ghost, it's gonna be crazy because you wanna cry again. Yes. That is the seventh sin. Go and cry. But you're not going back. Go and cry. But you're not going back, you know. You're leaving the situation behind you, and you're staying strong for whatever that comes next. You don't care how it is, you don't care how you fall, you don't care if it is gonna send you into your doom, you don't give a fuck, but you're not going into that situation no more. Cry. Cry. But you're not going back. You're not going back. So thank you, yeah. Thank you for tuning in to my first podcast, and I plead you to subscribe and like or do anything, please, and you subscribe to it, because there are more of this to come. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a lovely day.